This week, we're talking to a real estate agent who's had one of the biggest improvements, one of the fastest improvements that I've seen. It's amazing. And I've seen it both with her confidence and with her actual business, like the closing she's having. And you're going to hear the story of how in just one day recently, she made more than she did the entire year last year and how it's changing her life and her family's life. We're talking with Paige Corbett from Indianapolis, Indiana today.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 153 of the Massive Agent Podcast. And let me say this, happy Thanksgiving, guys. If you are listening today on Thanksgiving or after, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you've had an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing weekend and really take time this year, especially. God knows we all need a little additional gratitude this year, this crazy year. And I don't necessarily mean that like negatively. Like there's a lot to be thankful for this year. And I think we recognize it this year than most. So hopefully you've had a chance to do that. If you haven't really, if you're still just going too fast, if you're still just kind of like, you know, this year has really kicked my ass, I want you to reflect whenever you're listening to this, to take 5 minutes today and reflect on the good things that have happened. Maybe that's just been a shift in your mindset. Maybe that's been a shift in your business. Maybe you've realized, you know what, that thing that I was doing, that I was spending so much time doing, it just flat out will not work anymore or doesn't make any sense to do anymore. Or you cut a major expense or you move to a different company or whatever. And maybe you haven't seen the results that you hope you'd have by now. But if you've made a positive change, please take a moment and be grateful for that. This year, guys, 2020 has been crazy. It's been crazy. And when we started the year, none of us had any freaking clue that today, Thanksgiving, we would have gone through the insanity and are still going through a lot of insanity. We had no idea. But there's so many blessings that have come with that. So I just want to express my gratitude, first of all, to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your support. Thank you, you know, if you're clients or members of the Massive Agent Society or users of the Massive Agent Daily, or even if you've shared one of our episodes before or tagged us in a post, thank you. It means the world to me that that you take a second of your day and do that. Even that we have your attention enough. By we, it's the royal we, right? Even though, I don't know, because it always sounds weird. I'm like, thank you for listening to me. And I don't know, like we just sounds better. Anyways, the fact that you're even listening to this is amazing. And that's something that I am extremely grateful for. And I do not take lightly. So happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great time with your friends, with your family, those you're closest with. And, use this time to prepare mentally for next year because, guys, I've never seen more opportunity, not just in our real estate industry, but in business in general. I've never seen more opportunities than exist right now. And so many of us, and are unfortunately, so many of our friends or our family, they just don't see it. They're just like, oh my God, I got like, well, crap, I lost my job and, you know, what am I going to do? I need to find another job. And so I'll take half the pay and work twice as much. And like, I'm empathetic to that. I understand, but they don't understand what they don't understand. They don't know what they don't know and they don't see all the opportunities. Help them if you can to see some of those. Some people, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But do your part. There's so many opportunities. If you see them, help others see them. If you don't see them, let us help you open your goddamn eyes because I've never seen so much opportunity. And, you know, wow. So I'm so excited for 2021. All right, guys. This week's episode is awesome. Okay, so we're talking with Paige Corbett, a realtor in Indianapolis. She is a member of my team, and I've seen more improvement in her than almost any agent that I've worked with over the last few years. and it's happened relatively quickly. So we're going to talk with her today about how she did it. Like, what are those things? Like, what are the tactical action items that she did to turn the tables and to start selling a bunch of homes and having, you know, 4, 5, 6 closings in a month where she had 3 last year, you know, 3 in the whole year. She's made a dramatic change for the better in her business. And so she's going to share that today. We tell some stories, so, you know, some personal stuff that I think a lot of you will be able to relate to. It's a great conversation with one of my favorite people in the industry by far, Paige Corbett, and somebody who should be celebrated, somebody that should be respected, and, you know, somebody that you guys can look up to and be like, you know what, you're kicking ass right now. I can see why. Congratulations. No, I'm going to do it too. I hope you guys leave this episode with that exact mindset is, you know what, you killed it, but you're just like me. You've done these few things. I need to do those few things. I'm going to kill it too. Awesome. Like, good for you. Now it's good for me. Like, let's go. I hope you walk away with that. Holy shit. I'm like, what, 8 or 9 minutes in? And if you're new to the show, you don't even have a clue who I am. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that I'm actually serving you by not introducing myself, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because I probably should. For those new to the show, or with horrible memories, my name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a realtor myself in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Real Estate Podcast Network. You can go to industrysyndicate.com and check out the other shows that are on our network. And we're working on some cool original shows that we're going to be launching first part of 2021. And man, we're excited about the future there with real estate's first and only podcast network. And I'm a national speaker on all things real estate marketing, podcasting, lead generation, and social media marketing, at least when there were conferences, when those were a thing. I still do virtual masterminds and, you know, do Zoom talks every now and then, which I am available for. You can go to massiveagentpodcast.com/speaking if you work for a real estate company, a title company, a lender, you know, you want to put together a training or a conference and need a speaker, I'm available. And love to do it. It's actually something that I love most about what I do. And then I am the founder of the Massive Agent Society. That's our lead generation training and coaching program that shows you how to do Facebook ads, gives you ads to copy and paste that are proven to work. And then we hold your hand and, you know, give you guidance, and you have a mentor to help you become a master of Facebook advertising and lead gen. As always, society membership is free forever for those on my EXP team. Whether you join through me personally or through another member of the team, you get that for free. So if you want information about that, massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Man, I'm giving out a lot of links today. That's all right. That's good. I mean, shit, you guys need it. I'm telling you where to find it. There you go. All right. Paige Corbett is easily one of the fastest growing, fastest improving agents inside my whole team, inside my organization. She's on social media at Paige Sells Indie, and I think you guys are really going to resonate with her story. She's an amazing person, amazing mom, amazing wife, and amazing real estate agent that's really found her stride over the last 6, 7, 8 months. I think you guys are going to really like her story and have some things to learn from it. So let's jump into it with Paige Corbett. All right. I'm here with Paige Corbett, a rock star realtor in Indianapolis, Indiana. Paige, welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. How's it going?
Good. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you've been doing some big stuff over the, you know, the summer. You know, you're on track to be, you know, well, you already are a top producer, and you're on track to potentially hit icon status at our company, and, you know, you're doing some cool stuff. So making a change and like really getting your career jump started is the hardest part. Like, you've got to do certain things to really, like, you know, light it on fire. And so that's what I want to focus on. You've done that, and I'm seeing you do it, and it's really fun to watch. And so, you know, I wanted to celebrate you a little bit, but also let you tell your story of, you know, how you've done what you've done over the last half a year or so. But first, give people, you know, 45 seconds or so, you know, before real estate, what were you doing? And then how long have you been an agent?
All right. Well, grew up my whole life here in Indy. Been married for 9.5 years, and we have three kids. So two big kids, they're 8 and 7. And then my little one is 2. So when I was pregnant with Cooper, the youngest, my husband was gone doing a lot of military training and I was still in the dental field. So that's where all of my schooling and everything was, you know, science and math. And, but I needed a change because with my husband being gone so much and then that third kid not being in school or anything, I was, you know, the dental field was really demanding. So I had to have a little bit of a change. And so my mother-in-law is a realtor and she was like, listen, this would be really great for you, especially with baby being young, so you can get started. And so I left the dental field while I was pregnant with him. I took my real estate exam and now I got my, in April, it'll be 2 years that I've been an agent. So
awesome.
That's kind of how I rolled into it. Yep.
So you didn't exactly like grow up going through school, telling your teachers that you're going to be a realtor when you grow up.
No. It was always that the dream was to be a dentist, but then I realized I didn't want to actually be the dentist. I just wanted to help and do still see yucky teeth. And, you know, I still have an affinity for that, but now I don't have to do it all day, every day.
Nice. So when you jumped into real estate, did you get it right away? Did it click? Or, you know, did you struggle, you know, to tell us about, you know, the first 6 months or so, or first year of being an agent?
Oh man. So I don't know, maybe I was just kind of ridiculous with this, but it's one of those things like, oh, it looks easy. And I've heard you say on your podcast, like this real estate is easy, you know? But it's, what do you say? It's tough or it's a, okay. What is it that you say?
Clayton Gitz always says real estate's easy. I don't know what I say. I don't remember what I had
like
for breakfast.
You say something like that, like the job is easy, but getting it going, knowing that every day was, I had no idea what I was getting into. Okay. So
you don't know what you don't know.
No. Yeah. Right. So figuring out, you know, and getting through the course, that's not what you're doing all day long, what they tell you. So I could write.
You're not dealing with meets and bounds all day, Paige?
Yeah, no, especially not out here in Indiana. No way.
Nope.
That's hilarious. No.
You haven't heard that term since your exam.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, I haven't even had to deal with a survey. So there's that.
Right. But,
So I was like, okay, everyone's just going to come flocking to me because everyone wants to buy a house and they know me. So here we go, you know, and then it was like crickets. So I could write a contract. Like it was super easy, you know, like that came naturally, the contract part of it and understanding that. But when it came to everyday stuff to actually get business, forget about it. Like I had no idea. And I, you know, my mother-in-law was my mentor and she's been doing this for a really long time. So she was able to teach me all the background stuff. And I had been watching her anyways, my whole relationship with my husband. So I got the gist of it, but actually getting my own business and then knowing what to do moving forward was like nothing. Like I had no idea. So, I had 3 closings in my first year. And that was pretty tough because I got paid really well in the dental field and, can you hear him crying?
Yeah.
Oh,
go check on him. It's fine.
No, he's like, I just leave him in there, but I just want to make sure it's not going to be a big distraction.
Why don't you finish your thought and then we'll pause it for a sec.
Okay.
So you closed 3 deals your first year.
Yeah. So I closed 3 deals my first year and, it was just, it was tough trying to get that figured out and paying the bills and just being like, did I make a mistake for my family? Because we were struggling then. And then, you know, that guilt comes in like, oh, I'm still being a mom, but I feel like I need more. And it wasn't going. So
you thought you'd be closing more than 3 deals your first year?
Oh yeah. For sure.
Like the rest of us are like, oh, you know, we're going to get our license and, you know, people are just going to hire me and, you know.
Yeah. Everyone.
Make 250 this year.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, my goal was like 20 deals in my first year.
Right.
Whoa, Paige. Pump the brakes a little bit because, you know, and some people can do that, but I didn't one, have the discipline, or two, really knew what it take to get the job done. So,
well, you've seemed to have figured it out, and you know, sometimes it's one little adjustment. Sometimes it's many adjustments. Sometimes it's just a mindset shift. What was it for you let's talk about this year? Cause you know, over the last half a year or so, you're just on fire and you're on a roll and you have momentum, and it's really cool to see. So what did you do to get there? What did you do to cause that momentum to start happening?
Sure. So, it was a year ago now in October. I love listening to podcasts. And so I just searched like real estate coaching on Apple Podcasts because I just needed more structure and know what to do. And so then I found Neil Mathwig's podcast, the Agent Rise podcast. And
good old Neil, the Godfather.
Yeah. Oh, I just love him so much. But I binge listened to like the entire podcast and I got so much from it. But you know, and he says it a lot in his podcast, like, yeah, you can get all this, but if you need to know how to implement it, like I can help you do the rest of it and learn how to actually implement these things. So I took the plunge, and again, I wasn't doing too hot financially. So I actually borrowed the money from my mom. I was like, listen, I just need like 1 month of this. I'll just go in there and steal all of this stuff. And then, you know, and then I'll have the foundation, which, hello, that's not how it works. But
thinking that your problem was a lack of information.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and you know, as if I didn't get enough information from listening to his whole podcast, you know, so, mm-hmm. But then I borrowed the money from my mom, for the first month, and, cause she's a saint, and I, instantly my first conversation with him, I knew that like, okay, this is way more than just like getting documents and, you know, structure or whatever. So I went with it. I've been with Neil ever since, as you know, but that first month was crazy, like so informational. And I learned a lot about myself and what I needed to do and how I need to form my business. And one thing I really enjoy doing is social media. So he had just had his summit in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Back when we could do in-person meetings.
Right. Yeah. That was one of the last ones I did. Shit.
Oh, it was a year ago. That's crazy. So, he let me have the replay of that. And then I obviously, like I said, I'm super into social media. So that's when I saw your stuff. You went to Madison, you spoke, and I was like, yo, this guy has exactly what I need, because I can't spend a ton of money to pay someone else, you know, to do all my ads for me. But I need the little details, because I get social media, but I needed, you know, how the background stuff. So that's sure. When I found your podcast through that. And then I was like, yo, I need this podcast. Okay. So then I reached out to you, and luckily you were having like a fall sale or something, like 1 month for half the cost.
Oh, on the Massive Agent Society.
Yeah. On the Massive Agent Society. And I was like, yes. So again, borrowed the money from my mom, $140, because, you know, a year ago that was life-changing money to me. And I don't say that lightly.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just going to go in there and get everything I need. And then I'll be, you know, get the information.
Yep.
And I'll take
it, download it all, screenshots, and file it away.
Yep. 1 month, I was like, I'm just going to screenshot everything, save all the files. Like I would ever go back through all that, which who does that? Nobody. But
right. Sounds good at the time.
Yeah. So last October sounded great to me, but, quickly again, found out that like, I need way more. I still need help or support implementing these things, you know? So I had, and two of those closings that I had last year were at the end of the year, like October and December. So I was able to like keep going, but then I was in this super dry spell from December until my next closing wasn't until March 31st. And I know looking back, I know it's because I was only like, I was only watching your guys' videos, or I was only listening to podcasts, and I wasn't actually implementing anything. you know,
yes,
or asking for help implementing anything. I was just like trying to take in all of the information, but that doesn't do anything. You don't do anything with it.
Yes.
Back, it all makes sense.
And that's common. I did that for years, and it's incredible. Yes. So you just continue your story. Sorry. I totally cut you off there.
Yeah, no, you're right. I just wanted to like try and retain all the knowledge, but then I wasn't doing anything with it. So,
sure.
So that's an issue. So Neil and yourself were like still doing, I was being in all of your coaching calls, you know, and being like, oh, I'm going to do this. But I had so many ideas, I couldn't just narrow it down. So that's when I really started to take in what Neil was saying and helping me like structure, okay, what do I want to do with this part of my business? And what are my strengths, you know? And so I really started dialing in on that and actually doing the stuff. And lo and behold, it started working. But I was like, listen, I want to work more with them. So I brought my little journal because I had to show you something that I wrote in middle of March.
Okay? Oh my God. Okay.
And so this is one of those Rachel Hollis Start Today journals where you write your dreams, 10 dreams, and you just every day you write them down.
And you're a journal junkie, aren't you?
Listen, I know you like to make with all my...
I'm not making fun. I mean, it's...
Look at all my colors of pens. They all mean something different, okay?
There you go. I like it. I like it. Hey, if you use them, I mean, why not, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So back in the middle of March, I wrote it like 20 days in a row that I was going to... I thought about this morning. And so I went back to it. And number 5 that I wrote down was, I am a partner with Dustin and Neil. Because you're supposed to write it as if you're already there.
Yeah.
And I just kept writing it and kept writing it and kept writing it. And because I just felt like I was like, okay, they have the same mentality that I have. They, you know, they want the same things in life. They have the same, you know, goals and morals. And those are people I want to surround myself with. So I thought it was really cool to bring that and show you that I had that because
wow,
the end of March, it was my birthday. And I was just like, okay, I need a change. And not because of anyone's fault, but my own, but I needed to surround myself with like really forward thinking people who are going to help me, you know, break through this plateau that I was on. Okay.
And Neil and I.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. The
and way us.
Can I share that story? Do you care?
Please. Of course. So, yeah. This is your story page. You don't need to censor anything here.
So what I did next was, I was like scheduled a Zoom call with you about EXP. And I was like, okay, so this is my next step. And at the time at my brokerage, I only had a $400 transaction fee.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 80-20 split, at first I was like, dang, you know, that's more money. But in my mind, I was like, I need that money at that time. So it was like hard for me to justify.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, I talked
to remember that same thing before I left my flat fee brokerage.
And so hearing you say that on your podcast really made me make the jump. You had mentioned it one of those weeks, like that you had come from, you know, $499 or something. Mine was $400 flat fee. But I was talking to my husband about it and I had already basically made up my mind in my head, but you know, you just need someone to help you justify it.
Right.
Making the jump. And so I had talked to you and you were like, listen, I can tell you've already made up your mind. And I'm like, I know I have, but it's scary.
Yeah.
About joining your EXP team and partnering with you. And so I talked to my husband about it and he's like, baby, like I'm here to support you, whatever you think is best. He was like, I know that we're struggling right now. He's like, but what are you going to get out of it? Like what value are you actually going to get out of it if you make this jump?
Which is the right question.
I know. And so he was spot on because right then I was like, okay, I'm going to have access to Dustin, which is, in Neil's terms, my chase pillar, all my online marketing, that's what I do is online. And then that's you. So I was like, I'm going to align myself with Dustin And then I'll just still be a part of Agent Rise, which will help me, you know, move forward. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, then I was like, well, I should probably include my coach in on this big life change. So I called Neil right after I got off the Zoom call with you. And I was like, hey, so I'm thinking about moving brokerages and going with Dustin, you know, but I'm really nervous about it and going to EXP. And he like cut me off. He was like, no way. I've been thinking about making the move to EXP too, because it's just so flexible that he was about to go on his RV trip with his family and sell everything, that it would still work for him to be able to hang his license somewhere, but still be traveling. And it just made so much sense for his family at the time too. So then I think it was like the next day, us three got on a Zoom call together and we were like, all right, let's do this together. So Neil and I made the jump together and partnered up with you. And I remember sitting on that call and just being like fangirling so much because both of my mentors are like in one Zoom call, and I was felt super exclusive and like super famous or something, you know, like such a child. But I was just so excited that, you know, both of my mentors are now going to be aligned, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing for my business, because I'll have Neil on my team. I'll have direct access to him all the time. And then Dustin too, like it blew my mind. And so that's how it helped me, was just looking at the value, you know, making that jump. And then, so let's talk since then. So I think
let me add a couple points to that, because the story is incredible to me for many different reasons. It's one of those, there's just so much serendipity and stuff that when you look back at, you're like, I cannot believe the timing of all of that. So first off, I need to thank you, because you really are responsible for bringing Neil and I together to partner, you know, at our company. And we've been able to do some big stuff so far. It's been great for his family. It's been great for mine. It's been great for yours. And, you know, if it wasn't for you letting him know that you were making a switch, this probably wouldn't have happened. I mean, Neil and I are close, like we're friends, but I didn't know he was planning on moving.
Well, that speaks to another thing about, you know, talking to the people around you. You guys are friends, and he had already had the thought and talked to some other agents, you know, to get ideas about EXP.
Right.
And so that just talks a lot to you don't know what other people are doing. So
Great point. Yeah. And, you know, in hindsight, I should have been like talking to him more and pursuing him, I guess, as a potential partner to join the team. But it's so weird, because if one little thing didn't happen, like if for some reason, well, I mean, not to make this like, look what I did, but like, had I not gotten on a plane and gone to Madison, Wisconsin to do Neil's Agent Rise Summit, you know, you wouldn't have known who I was. You wouldn't have listened to my podcast. You know, it wouldn't have connected the dots later on. You're crazy.
So right. Yeah. You're so, so right. Because Massive Agent Society offers exactly what I love to do, which is a social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you're doing great at, by the way. So we're going to get some tips for you on how to do better content on social, because you're doing a great job.
Thanks. But yeah, you're right. It's so crazy. I talked to my mom about it multiple times. I was just like, I can't believe the way, you know, some people say like the stars aligned, like it just, mm-hmm. everything, it just like happened at the perfect timing. It was so good. Yeah.
And you put it in your journal, like what, 2-3 weeks before it happened.
Yeah. Because,
so Neil joined EXP on April 1st, as he says, which is so funny. April 1st, no joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves telling that stupid joke.
Shout out, Neil.
Right. But so you were putting it in your journal before any of that really happened. It's just, it's mind boggling. So
then it's kind of one of those things. That's the whole point, is just kind of to like will it into existence. And so somehow, you know, it works, because here I am a year later and we're partnered up together. It wasn't even a year later, but you know, it happened.
Putting things in writing, it's, and I've heard this for years, ever since I first started diving into personal development and, you know, starting with Tony Robbins and then T. Harv Eker and, you know, literally everybody else. I, I'd hear you have to set goals and you have to actually write them. Like with your hand, you have to write them on paper and put them somewhere where you can see them. But even if you don't put them somewhere, just writing it has a certain like magical power. And I thought that was total bullshit. I'm like, that sounds great, but like, I don't believe in this like magical fairy dust bullshit where you write something down and it just happens.
Yeah. I wonder but if Paige, it's you're thinking, taking more time writing it down, you know?
Yeah, actually, exactly. Yeah. You're like, well, I have my goals in my head. Like, well, I don't need to write it down. I've written some stuff on a whiteboard that's in front of me that I see when I'm sitting here at my desk, and it's mind boggling. And I'll just like glance at it every once in a while. And I'm like, holy shit. Like that already happened. Like I already did that. And
I love that.
And see this little canvas print behind me. I put it on my Instagram story the other day.
Your story. That's yeah. So exciting.
I know you guys can't see this because you're listening to the podcast, but I bought a canvas print and it says $1 million a year, $83,333 a month, $19,230 a week. And see, I'm trying to talk into my mic and read the damn thing behind me. And $2,739 a day. Dreams don't work unless you do. But one of my goals is to earn $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. And seeing it broken down by month, by week, by day, and having that in my office so I see it all the damn time, that's one of those visualization things that's just going to, it's just a matter of time. So guys, if you have goals, being in your head is not good enough. Put it out there where you can see it, write it down, buy a damn canvas print if you really want to get crazy with it.
That's right up my alley.
Exactly. So, okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I'll always have, I'll always appreciate the fact that you helped us all become partners together at our company. And, you know, some really cool stuff is happening as a direct result. And it's awesome. Back to you starting to sell a bunch of homes all of a sudden. So, and look, I appreciate it. I thank you for the kind words. It's crazy and weird and surreal to kind of, to hear that. I appreciate it. Thank you. You have no idea how much that means to me, but I also want you to know that, you know, even though we may have played a role in inspiring or encouraging or, you know, focusing your efforts, you still had to do the work. You had to do the things, you know? So let's talk about those things. And you're right. Neil Mathweg is, I believe he is the best real estate coach in the industry, especially for the money. Should charge 10 times as much as he does. He really should.
Yeah.
Because a lot of coaches do and they're shit. He's sold 1,000 homes. He's been the CEO of a brokerage. Like he really, really knows his stuff. What are some of the things that you did that you, when you look back at it now, after all the closed transactions you've had over the last 6-7 months, what are some of those things you did? What are some of those dominoes that you kicked over back then that led to selling a bunch of homes?
Sure. So hands, this is going to sound super cliche and ridiculous, but it's hands down, like what I'm kind of, it's kind of what I'm preaching right now is like, okay, so the week after I made the switch, COVID shut down the world.
Right.
And and I already knew that part of my issues, if you want to call them, or lack of success was due to my mindset and just like carrying baggage around from even like my childhood, you know, just stupid stuff that I don't need to even be bothered worrying about. So I used the opportunity to, when the world was not doing anything and people were afraid to buy houses or go out into the world, you know, and I don't say that lightly because I know we're still living in it right now, but when the first, you know, onslaught of it happened, the world did shut down. So that's totally what I'm speaking on. Yeah. So I really started working on mindset stuff and because I knew I couldn't move forward if I was still holding on to, you know, worrying about what everyone else thought about me. And, you know, one really recent major one was moving brokerages. Like that was a hard thing to do because, you know this, but my broker was my mother-in-law And, and we're best friends. So I didn't, I was so worried about what she was going to think that I couldn't move forward, like, with my actual business, because I was worried she was just going to, like, not love me anymore, that's tough. So
that's a sticky situation. You're in business with your family, and then you're saying, hey, I'm not going to be in business with you anymore. Like, that's not something that all of us have to go through. We're just like, oh, let's go from this team to that one now.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah. So I had to work through that myself. And then also, I have struggled, all of my adult life with anxiety, and I heard Ed Milet say it, this spring there was, a virtual summit basically. And Ed Milet was a speaker at it. And I know you've referenced him before, but that was the first time I had even heard of him. And he said something about anxiety and I'll never forget it. I wrote it down next to my desk here, that anxiety is fear of the made up future.
Wow.
And it literally shattered all those walls for me, because it's so true. And my anxiety was so tightly wound after, at that point, 28 years of just worrying about like literally a made up scenario that in my head, that it was crippling. And so I started.
Say that one more time, a quote.
Anxiety is the fear of a made up future.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. It's so true. I would worry about what a family member was going to think about, what I dressed my kids in. Like, it was that ingrained, or I couldn't post certain things on social media because I didn't want, people from high school. I graduated 11 years ago. I was worried about what they were going to think about my career change. Who cares? I haven't even seen them in person in 11 years and they're off doing their own thing,
Right.
So, and I think a lot of people struggle with that, but it was very deeply ingrained in every cell of my body. So I was like, okay, I've got to work through this. So I started reading self-help book or
personal development.
Development.
It sounds much less, floofy, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So I read, David Goggins, You Can't Hurt Me. And that book, changed my life, Dustin. And if you get the audiobook also, he talks after every chapter and gives you challenges and gives more dialogue on the chapter and stuff. So
it's like a podcast mixed with an audiobook.
Oh, guys.
Incredible.
Everyone, if you hear this, you need to go. You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Changed my mindset forever. And then also I read You Are a Badass. And that one, again, helped me just break down even more walls. And I know personal development doesn't happen overnight or whatever, but in this things people still always work on, but I was able to break down enough in those few months that COVID shut down everything that it just opened up a whole new world. Because then at the same time I was, working on these systems, putting systems in place and, I was able to, work on my business. And then now here we are. And I'll never forget, last month we were on a team call and I was on my way to a closing. And I know that it's never all about the money. And I was started crying on our team call because I'm ridiculous. But I made more money in that one day than I did in the whole prior year.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, that's worth crying over. That's that's incredible. How many closings did you have that day? Was it three or four?
I had two that day, but I had four that week.
Four that week. Okay. That's a big week.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool. So, let's unpack some of this. And, hearing, cause I'm like, what did you do to turn it around? And you talked about working on yourself. Mm-hmm. When I was in a certain spot, when I was stuck, when I was struggling, when I was frustrated that things didn't appear to be happening for me, money was tight, or, wasn't even tight. It just wasn't there. whenever somebody was, when I'm like, just tell me what to freaking do and I'll do it. Like, tell me the things to do and I'll freaking do it. Every time I heard somebody say, listen to an audiobook or, you know, work on yourself, I was like, screw you. Yeah. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. But it's true. Like, it's not like they're lying to, it's just because you may not like the answer doesn't mean it's the wrong answer, you know? So that's, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's a lot of that is in my story as well. You know, personal development takes a lot of time, but sometimes you can hear a quote, read a certain chapter, read a paragraph, hear a little clip that all of a sudden, like, because of the mood you're in and the mindset you're in and where you're at that day, it just like, it makes a shift and it causes you to like do something. Like, maybe it makes you write an email that you wouldn't have done otherwise. Maybe it makes you post a certain thing on social media or have a certain phone call or a certain conversation that you've been avoiding. And that thing, boom, causes the next thing to happen.
Yep.
And it, and you may not realize that for 6 months or two, or 5 years even. Like, but it starts that process of doing. And you know, if you were just doing everything right now, there's no need for personal development.
Right.
Because you're perfect. you're freaking perfect. If you were you're not listening to this podcast if you have it all figured out. You're just not, unless you're like, I wonder what this jackass is going to say this week, which I totally understand. And it's 11:11, by the way. It's got to say that. Personal development absolutely plays a huge role in success, but you just don't realize it until you look backwards. You don't realize it until you're reflecting back. And that could be as simple as reading 10 pages of a book every day, listening to an audiobook, listening to podcasts. The reason why it's important is it gets you mentally to a point where you start doing things. Because just listening to shit and reading books, but never doing anything, like, you know, The Secret and the freaking red bike, where if you just think about it, it like arrives on your doorstep, doesn't really work that way. Like, you have to actually do some things. So let's talk about those. Okay, these systems that you put in place, social media, all the stuff. You started working on yourself, working on your mind. What are some of the actions that you started taking as you arrived in that place?
Sure. So we talked about like putting pen to paper and how much of a difference that makes. And that's really true. So I have my binder here. Now you can't see it.
Your trapper keeper?
Yep. And the word focus is my word of like the century. I have it plastered all over around. And so I also write it on my hand during the day in case I get stuck in an Instagram like wormhole, then it's on my hand and it tells me to get off of Instagram. So,
oh, that never happens. Instagram wormholes. That doesn't ever happen.
Oh yeah.
Not to me.
Cause we're perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of Neil's system is an engagement tracker. So, you know, what are you actually doing to build your business every day? And this can apply to anyone. You know, he gives us some key things to be doing during the day based off of what we want our business to look like. But are you actually keeping track of what you're doing? Because, I mean, there were days still during COVID where, like, I think I was, like, still like depressed because we had zero money and our, you know, electricity was going to be turned off. Like it was a dark time. So like the kids would go to school, or actually they weren't in school, they were home, and I would just like lay in bed. And then by the end of the week, Neil would check in and be like, how many points did you get on your engagement tracker? And I had like one, you know, and the goal is to get at least 30 or above. And so then I started, so as far as systems, I started actually being like, okay, it became a race because I grew up as an athlete. And so I started competing like, okay, how many can I get, you know? And this is even like writing a card to someone for their birthday, or, you know, calling someone to see if they found any houses, or even get like their criteria, you know, any conversation that you have, or a face-to-face, which were kind of eliminated during that time, but now they've been back up. Like if I can meet someone for coffee or even do a Zoom call or something with someone about, you know, what they, you know, buying a house or selling a house or, you know, listing appointments, anything to do with your business, if you keep track of them, oh my goodness, it makes such a difference, because then
you attach points to them.
Yeah. And so it's a point tracker. And then you, when it's like right there in front of you and you see what you actually did that week, it's either super satisfying or super kick in the ass. So,
yes.
So that's one that's like huge, been huge for me. And then also I learned with you all about the Facebook lead ads and the lead forms through the Massive Agent Society. And so I was doing that and I was getting a ton of leads, but I didn't really know like where those people were going afterwards. So I started pinpointing, figuring out how to do retargeting ads.
That a girl.
Yeah. So then I went down like a super wormhole with that. Like it becomes very fun, but you can,
it's the best.
You can easily spend a whole day in there.
and a whole lot of money too.
Yeah. But luckily I don't have to spend too much money. So
yeah.
But it's different now because I'm able to, which then brings back more people back around, you know, when they first saw my lead or my ad for a list of homes, and then they're able to continue to see ridiculous videos of me like real style. And then they set an appointment with me to talk. I'm like, okay, it's working, you know?
Wow. Yes. Okay. So let's dive into that a little bit. And this is what Grant Wise was talking about. I want to say 3, 4, 5 episodes ago. Because this is episode 153, 3, 4, 5 episodes ago with Grant Wise. He was talking about video retargeting of your leads, the people that already gave you their info, but now they start seeing you in their newsfeed and it increases conversion over time. Mm-hmm. And so you've seen that then.
Yeah. So I think it's been, at that episode, actually, I remember I wrote you a message and I was like, okay, it's 11 a.m. and I've listened to this episode 3 times. It's like that, like it just clicked for me. And like you said, sometimes you just hear something or you read something and it finally clicks in your mind. And so, so I had already kind of dove into figuring out how to do retargeting, but the video part, I'm like, I love doing videos, you know, with, for Facebook, my husband and I do like Q&A stuff and it's so much fun. We're in the middle of a series right now about mistakes and things we did buying our first homes, you know, because we got married really young. So that's really fun. But as far as putting it into retargeting stuff, I started that a few weeks ago. And yeah, I mean, like I have 2 videos going as far as retargeting and they each do like $2 a day. And nice. I've had 2 people in the past couple of weeks, like click on it. And I know it came from that one because that's the one I have it to where they can set up as phone call with me. Like it goes to like a Calendly link.
Oh, sweet.
And then I wake up and it's just like chilling in my calendar that I have a call with someone that day. And I was like, what? It's actually working. It's so cool. So that was really cool.
That's super cool. So, okay. How are you doing that retargeting? Is it once that you create a custom audience of those who fill out your lead form?
And I then even if they just click on it.
Okay,
so
cool.
I set it to where if they click on it, on my ad, it's a carousel of, not a carousel, but it's a video, a slideshow of homes in the area. And it says like Hamilton County homes under $300,000. And then at the top, I decided to do something new. I put like those little red alarm emojis and I put updated hourly. Because then it makes it look like it's like, we know it's updated, but if they see it multiple times, they might think it's not updated.
Right.
I was trying to look at it from like the consumer side of it. And so if they even click on that, then they get put into a custom audience. And then I have it set to where one of the little reels type video plays for them within the first 3 days. And then after that 3rd day, there's another video that pops up in their slide. In their timeline. So I keep getting more ideas for more videos, but we'll see.
I love it. And $2 a day is great. $2 or $3 a day is great for stuff like that. Cause I mean, it's not like you have 500 people a day clicking on your ad. That'd be great. You'd have to have a pretty big budget for that to happen. Mm-hmm. But you know, you might have, I don't know, 50, 30 people click in a day. Maybe, you know, 5 to 10 leads from it, but you're retargeting those that click, whether they submit the lead form or not.
Yeah.
And it's super powerful for those that do submit the form and become a lead, because as we all know, most people aren't going to respond, not for a while. Even if you do literally everything right with your follow-up and your drip campaigns and, you know, you respond to them instantly when they submit their form and do a great job. People are still people. They still you know, it takes a lot of different impressions over time to get somebody to respond. But when you all of a sudden start showing up with videos of you just being yourself in their newsfeed, now they're like, oh, Paige, like, wasn't I on her website a minute ago? Or didn't I, that's the ad I filled out or the lead form I filled out. And then they start seeing you and they think you're everywhere. They think you are the biggest agent in town because to them you are, because you're literally all over their newsfeed. It's so powerful and it doesn't have to be expensive when you do it the way you're doing. I love those.
Yeah. So that's exciting, but I forgot to tell you something really cool that happened this last Saturday.
Yeah.
It was the first time that anything like this has happened where I was recognized. And oh my goodness, it was
like out in the world recognized?
Yeah, like in person. So like
famous Paige. Love it. You deserve it.
No, so it's actually a really weird story. So she clicked on that lead form and became a lead, and her husband did as well. Okay, so I had a conversation with them, and they're like, listen, they live an hour and a half away out east, like almost close to Ohio, okay? But she works here in Noblesville. And she was like, yeah, you know, we're thinking about moving out there, but it might not be for another year or so. But, you know, thank you for being in touch with us. And then I talked to her husband, too, and he said the same thing. And so, you know, I didn't want to, like, lose them or whatever. So I still keep them on like getting list of homes and stuff. And then I also send a weekly email newsletter to everyone in my database, because that just lets me get like my design part that I like, my marketing thing out of my system every week that I like to do. Cause then
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Then I can make it really pretty. So I started doing that also. That could kind of go into systems. Everyone.
Real quick. What do you send it with? Do you use MailChimp or KB Core or how do you send it?
Flowdesk.
You use what?
Flowdesk. Yeah. And it's like $19 a month. There's a free version, but I like the different things you can do. But I just have a Zap setup. So Zapier, any new lead that goes into my KV core, then zaps over into Flowdesk automatically. And then every Wednesday I just go do, and I just do like 2 or 3, 4 points. And then I also have it linked to my Instagram at the bottom. It shows like the last 3 things that I posted on my Instagram. So if they click on that part of it, it goes straight to my Instagram. And then I've noticed more followers that way. But that is something, that's another system that I've implemented since we're on that. So they were
awesome.
So she's been on that list too. Well, okay. This weekend, I went and made an appointment. I don't know, you may have saw my post because, again, social media is life. I went and got microblading done for my eyebrows, something I've wanted to do for years, but I've never, like, one, been able to spoil myself with something like that, or two, just, like, that's one, the main thing. I haven't been able to do it. So,
oh, I saw it. As a guy, I don't understand it. I'm like, teach me. Like, I don't get it. So I noticed it. I know the post you're talking about.
The post, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I had made that appointment and it was just a girl here in Noblesville. My mother-in-law gets her lashes done at this shop. So she's very highly recommended this shop. And I know this is all stuff that like you don't care about because you're a man, but whatever. It leads into the story.
Yes.
So the girl that's sitting there doing my eyebrows, you know, it's basically a tattoo that lasts for 2 years, just to put it into perspective for you so that you understand.
Got it. Okay.
So she's doing my eyebrows and she was like, yeah, so we were talking about marketing because I loved her Instagram. And I was like, you know, I followed you. And she was like, so I knew who you were when you came on my calendar because I recognized your name. I love your weekly emails. And then I started seeing your videos in my timeline. And I was like, what? You know, like I didn't make any connection. I was like, really? You get my emails? She's like, yeah, my husband and I, we actually chatted with you a couple of months ago about moving in a couple of years. And I was like, I knew their names and everything. It all clicked for me. And I couldn't believe it. And she was like, so when your name popped up on my calendar, I had remembered your videos and then also your weekly emails. But I didn't want to say anything until I met you in person to make sure you were like a real person. And I was like, so now that just locked in those clients, you know, for whenever they're ready to move. And now they're taking it more seriously and they're going to talk with the lender. But it was the craziest thing, like how that happened.
That's amazing. When you just start doing Little things. Yep. And because doing a weekly email, that's not a huge thing. Like it doesn't take all week to do. It doesn't cost $1,000 to do. It's something you could do in an hour per week, yep. You know? And it may seem like, oh, nobody responded. You know, only 20%, only 30% opened it. Maybe only 10% opened it.
You can see who opened it. You can see who clicked on what links and everything. Yeah. And sometimes it is like, wow, only like a 30% of the people even opened it. And like mm-hmm. six people actually clicked on a link. But hey, it made enough of an impression that she knew who I was.
Exactly. You start doing these things and it just started working for you. What are your plans or what are your goals for 2021? Let's talk about that. Because, you know, I think now you see how much you can actually do. Like, you know, I know that you've built a lot of belief in yourself, which is amazing. And it's been proven out. What are your goals for 2021? What do you see happening?
My year has kind of shifted now that with EXP, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So my year has shifted a little bit. I don't necessarily look at like January 1st or anything at this point.
Right.
Because my fiscal year with EXP starts May 1st.
Right.
Which is kind of fun because that's the anniversary of my real estate license. And so it all works that like that's the perfect year loop. So my first year I did 3 transactions. I'm on like calendar year. And then this calendar year since July, now I've done 15. So I've way surpassed what I did last year.
Yes. You know? It's amazing.
That's amazing. And so now in December, I am going to CAP, you know, for the first time I made a really huge post on Instagram about this because it all goes back to that mindset thing. Like I never thought that I guess I like saw like, oh, you were able to CAP at EXP. But I never put myself in that position that like I would even get there. I just thought it was like, okay, I have an 80-20 split. And then after you cap, you get 100%. But I just didn't even put myself in that arena for some.
Because those other agents, those that actually sell enough to cap, right?
Yeah.
You didn't see yourself as one of them.
Right. I was just like, no, I'm never. Well, you know, a few weeks ago, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like one transaction away from capping, like getting it under contract. And I did, like last week I got them under contract. And now when we close in December, that'll cap me. And that leaves 5 full months of just either 100%, you know, commission, which is amazing because mm-hmm. it'll restart May 1st. Or now I've set up a different goal. It's a little daunting as the days tick by, but I love that EXP gives you that next level award by units, not by dollar amount. So to cap, it's at 16,000, but to hit icon status, if you cap and then also sell 20 more properties before your anniversary date, you get icon status. And so that's what I said. I spoke it out into the world and I cried all over the world thinking that I could even possibly do that. If you can't tell from this episode, I'm very emotional. So
am I.
Yeah.
Big crier. Oh, I really am, actually.
I don't know if you're making fun of me or.
No. Well, I guess kind of, to be fair. I guess kind of. I'm just, you know, talking shit. But I mean, I don't cry on the podcast, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
stop talking about that before I do start crying on your podcast because I
need
tissue just in case. But do you want to kind of explain what that means for icon status?
Yeah. So if you sell 20 additional properties after capping, you get your whole $16,000 cap given back to you in the form of company stock in EXPI, EXP World Holdings. And amazing. So basically, if you sell, you know, and capping, you could do that in three transactions if you're in California or Hawaii or New York. It, you know, whatever 16,000 is, 20% of your deals equals 16,000. It's about 2.6 million in production. After that, sell 20 additional units. If you're selling, you know, 20, 25 homes in a year, EXP will give you your whole cap back in stock, mm-hmm. which, I'm buying the shit out of the stock right now. Like I'm buying it All the money that I have set aside for investment, I'm putting it all in there. Well, most of it, not all of it, but most of it. So that is something that will pay off years later. I'm like, oh, that 16,000 is now worth 48,000 or 60 or whatever. So cool program for those that are selling 20 something homes. And I love that you set the goal of doing that in the next 5 months. Well, 6 months. And you can do that. You know, that's less than 4 homes per month. And you've been doing that the last couple months.
Yeah.
You've just got to keep doing those things and, you know, doubling down. And as you know this, I know you know this, but for those that maybe haven't done this before, you're just starting to get some momentum, you have to figure out a way to keep doing the things that got you busy in the first place. This happens all the time with agents. That's why we have the boom and bust. You know, we sell a bunch of homes and then, oh shit, I don't have any more homes to sell. Like, I don't have any clients. And you start the cycle again. The reason why that happens is we stop doing the things that got us busy. So your weekly email, or spending that money on Facebook ads and the retargeting campaign. Even if you want to, you know, pare back on getting new leads and you just want to retarget videos to your network, you could just do a custom audience of your email list and just everyone you went to high school with. Now they see you all through their newsfeed all the damn time. But you've got to keep doing that stuff if that's what got you busy in the first place.
Yeah.
And I know you, I know you're going to do that. And you can absolutely reach it. It's a very achievable goal, not easy, but not impossible.
Yeah.
And, and now it's out there on the Massive Agent Podcast page. You got to do it.
Now it's not just on my Facebook. It's out to the world. So here
that's
we go.
Right. That's
now
right.
I can't feel. So kind of, that's the same thing. I started 75 hard after you.
Ooh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. I'm freaking proud of you for this. Yes.
In an hour, but here we go. So I'm on day 7 right now. You shared, like, I'm so thankful that you shared your journey and your wife Jordan's journey. Like, you guys were a huge inspiration for this. And so not just mental change is what I needed, but I've also needed, I've needed to feel better physically and I needed more energy. And, I've gotten a little pudgy since COVID happened. So it doesn't hurt that. And
the COVID-19.
Yes, easily. And I'm 2 years past my last baby, so I can't blame it on baby weight anymore. I'm on day 7 right now and I'm super excited about it. And I put that out into the world too, so I couldn't take it back either. So
Paige, I'm so freaking proud of you because 75 hard, it becomes easy at the end, or not. It's not easy. It becomes
routine.
It's hard, but you get used to it, to where it feels easy when you're just doing hard shit and making it easy. Right. That's where you're going and it's really cool. But I remember how nervous I was to start, how intimidated I was. Once you get the first day done, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm freaking exhausted and got to get to bed earlier than I normally do. And I've got to really be on point.
But, and my body is so sore after 2 days.
Yes. Oh yes. There's that. Expect that for the first few weeks. It wasn't until like day 21 or 24 that my body got used to the two workouts a day. But what I love about your whole story, to kind of like tie a bow on this, you've taken drastic action. Like, no one thing except for 75 hard, that's a big commitment of time, of mental energy, and you still have to do all the other stuff. That's why it's such an impactful program. It's like Andy Frisella, the creator, calls it like a mental Iron Man.
Yeah.
It really is. But that's like a big thing. All the other stuff is a bunch of little things that add up to a very, very big thing. And you've just taken drastic action and you're getting results from it. It's amazing. Everybody listening, if you didn't hear my episode last week on how one decision can change your life and how fast it can change your life. And we talk a lot more about the 75 hard program. If you're just hearing about it for the first time, go back there or go to 75hard.com. It's a totally free thing. But when you just start doing the things that you know you need to do, and then you do them consistently, things turn around. You start selling homes, and then Paige can come on the podcast and say that she, in one day, made more money than the entire previous year.
Yep.
That is amazing. And I think I just figured out the episode title. I'll figure out how to word that, but that's a good episode title.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people that were like, I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving to start, you know, 75 hard or maybe the new year. And I totally get that because that's where my head was. But then after your episode last week, I was like, okay, like I need this mental shift and the physical change to have a little bit more confidence too, so that I can hit icon status. So I was like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and start. So I just, last Tuesday, I was like, my husband's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going on a walk. It's cold, but I need to be outside for this one. And he was like, oh, you started? And I was like, I guess, you know, so that, but I needed to go ahead and start because like, I really want to hit icon my first year with EXP. One, I didn't even know that was a thing, but that it could be accomplished, but here I am. So I'm like 75 hard might give me that mental and physical push to will through it. So.
Damn right. And man, it's just, it's incredible how much more natural energy you'll develop. You'll, you know, you'll lose weight, you'll lose body fat. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to, when on those days that you're like, I'm busy as shit, I haven't been able to work out yet, and it's dinner time and I still have two workouts to do. And then you figure out a way to make those happen. You do one at 7 and then another one at 10:30. Doing those things that you're like, most people would quit, or most people would be like, I can't do it today. Like, I screwed up. I'm going to have to start over. And when you do it, you now have just shown yourself that you can do hard things, and each hard thing gets a little bit easier. And that gives you such a mental edge and a physical edge. And I'm excited for you, because I remember where I was at mentally when I started, when I was a week in. So good for you, Paige. Really proud of you. You're doing some cool shit. And I'm excited for your family. And it's cool to watch your success. So thank you for sharing your story. We need to do the rapid fire questions and then wrap this sucker up, because we have our team call here in 20 minutes.
Yeah. When I first heard your podcast, I was like, oh, one day I'm going to be on there and I'm going to have all these answers already. So this is like basically a dream come true.
Well, all right. Well, I actually changed up all the questions. They're all brand new this week.
Oh, dang.
No, I'm just kidding.
For a year.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Rapid fire questions. Then we'll give people a way to follow you and, you know, reach out to you if they have questions for you. Either or. Pick one or the other. You don't need to elaborate unless you want to. Facebook or Instagram?
Oh man, I thought I knew, but I've recently become, I like looking on Instagram, but I like the algorithm of Facebook better. So there's that.
You've been waiting all this time and you're like, deer in the headlights.
And then I got put on the spot.
That's funny. Sorry, which one did you say? Or you like them both for different reasons?
Let's say Instagram. I enjoy Instagram for pleasure. I like business, Facebook.
Okay, cool. Instagram or LinkedIn?
Instagram.
Books or podcasts?
Podcasts, but now 75 Hard makes me read every day. So we'll see what my answer is, you know, 75 days from now. But I love podcasts. Love podcasts.
Nice. Podcasts or audiobooks?
Podcasts. That's tough.
Jeez, that sounded painful. iPhone or Android?
Oh, iPhone for sure. Everything Apple.
Good call. Alexa or Google Home?
Well, we have too many Alexas in my house, but I wouldn't change it.
Nice. Burgers or pizza?
Pizza.
New York or LA?
I have never been to either.
And you've never been in the mountains, right?
I know. What is wrong? I've just been stuck in the Midwest for my whole life.
When you hit icon status, you need a reward, okay? Both for completing 75 hard and for hitting icon. You need to plan a trip, whether that's
you're the one that told me if I hit icon, you're flying out here. So nice try to try and forget that, but you said it in our team call.
I didn't say that they both can't happen.
Okay. You're right.
My family, I told you, I'm taking you and your husband to dinner when you hit icon status.
Yeah. Sure. So then we'll fly out to the mountains and I can experience that for the first time. If I had to choose, I would choose beach over California. I don't know if there's a beach in LA, but.
Yes. Yes, okay. There is. There is indeed. But LA is a very big city. LA sucks, to be honest with you.
Okay, but, fine. New York, I don't know.
But like, you know, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach.
I've been to San Diego.
Oh, fantastic. San Diego's amazing. NFL or NBA?
NFL, for sure.
Football or baseball?
Football.
College or pro?
Pro.
You must be a Colts fan.
Yeah, we just beat the Packers this week, so yay.
Fantastic. It's so weird. I have not paid attention at all to the NFL. I don't even know any of the new players. Like,
this season has been really weird. Normally, we were really big on our fantasy team and stuff, but this COVID just screwed everything up.
Yeah, COVID and, I don't know, just busy, I guess, or something. Mountains or beach?
Normally, I'd say beach, but you've been compelling us to say mountains, so.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Bubble. Nope, that's an old one. Podcast or vlog?
Podcast.
YouTube or Facebook Live?
Facebook Live.
Uber or Lyft?
Uber. I don't know. I don't use that.
No?
I've only been on an Uber like twice. So.
Really?
When I was in Florida. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary Vee or Grant Cardone?
Neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listened to 10X and I liked that book, but I don't like his stupid ads. He just seems like so full of himself. So I can't handle it. I can't stand it. So,
oh, he is.
Then we'll go Gary Vee.
Yeah. That's what I love about 10X though, is he like his, and I mentioned this before, but even though I don't like him personally, the reason we even know who Grant Cardone is because we see him freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you want to build a brand, if you want to be successful, whether that's in Naplesville, Indiana, or the world, you need everyone to see you over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he's really freaking good at that.
Yep.
That's it. But yeah, he's a douchebag. What's the most impactful book you've ever read or listened to?
Oh yeah. So I'll go back to You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. That changed everything.
That's cool. That one got me running at the gym. I was like, shit, if he can run 100 miles with like broken kneecaps, broken shins.
He duct taped them.
Yeah. He duct taped his broken shins and ran another 30 or 70 miles or something. Like, the guy is amazing. Oh. It got me running. Last one app recommendation. Any new apps that you're playing with or obsessed with?
Well, the one app that I now have on my home screen is the 75 Hard app, but
there you go.
Let's see. Oh, you know,
MyFitnessPal.
No,
you tracking your food?
Yeah, but I am actually, so my diet choice, is Weight Watchers. So I've been using that app a lot to stay within points and stuff, because it's hard for me to follow macros and stuff. I don't know why. It just doesn't click in my brain. But
sure.
The point system with Weight Watchers, it just works for me. So that's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Here's one. Social Coach.
That's
on my home screen too.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah. So
it's, you know, better by the day.
I'm on Dustin Broom's, you know, Social Coach platform. So there's that.
MassiveAsianDaily.com. Thank you, Paige.
Yeah.
Like it. Cool. Yep. Where can people find you? How can they follow you? What are your social media handles?
Yeah. So everywhere, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram is Paige Sells Indie.
PAIGE.
Yep.
Sells Indie. Nice. Paige, awesome.
That's where I am.
Paige, thank you so much. I'm super freaking proud of you. You're doing amazing. You can absolutely hit icon status. You have over 5 months. Just, lay out the plan and stick to it. You'll get it.
Well, now you spoke it to the world, so I can't back down now.
We both did. We both spoke it to the world. It's good. Yeah. It's happening.
Thanks. Absolutely. You know, you've been a huge part of this, so I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
See ya.
She's amazing. Paige, congrats on doing 75 hard. It's hard. It's hard, but it's hard mentally, but for reasons different than you think. I'm just proud of you. So just a reminder, MassiveAgentDaily.com. MassiveAgentDaily.com is where you can get our new social media posting app that tells you every single morning with a notification on your phone what to post on social media. Sometimes it's like an image or a meme or a specific saying or phrase or whatever, and you can just boop, 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 click a few buttons and post it. Sometimes it's a video saying, hey, here's what you need to post today and here's why. So there's training and coaching involved. The goal is to not just tell you what to post every day so you're not spending time worrying about or thinking about what to post and then still posting crap, which a lot of us do. We waste way too much time and still post pure dog shit. Well, let's stop doing that. We'll tell you what to post that's actually good, that will actually work, and we'll teach you why so that you don't need us anymore at a certain point. You're a master of social media marketing too. So you can get that at massiveagentdaily.com. Still, one of the most common questions I get is, what do you use for a website? What do you use for a CRM? Well, I'll tell you the CRM. I use two CRMs. I use KV Core for website and CRM because we get that as EXP agents. With my company, we get those. Those are amazing. I do not recommend you buy them on your own because it's $500 to $1,000 a month. Not a good investment. If you have a large budget, if you can make that work, it's a great freaking platform. Use KV Core. But the vast majority of us don't have a budget where we can spend an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, nor does it make sense based on our goals. So Easy Agent Pro is the website I've been using for a long time, for almost 4 years now. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/EAP. And you can find out more about them. I still have my website with Easy Agent Pro. I still believe they are hands down, without a doubt, and not even freaking close, the best value in our real estate industry. The best value for a real estate agent website that I've ever seen for less than $200 a month is Easy Agent Pro. And then the CRM that I recommend, if you don't have KV Core, if you're not part of our team or part of our company or a company that provides that, is Wise Agent. Wise Agent lets, it gives you a local phone number to text with, video email, video text. You can actually, when you get a lead, it automatically populates their social media profiles. You could, like, if they leave you bogus contact info, you can go like add them on Pinterest. You can follow their board on Pinterest. You can add them on Twitter, add them on Facebook, and connect with them that way. Landing pages that you can customize and create so you don't have to go get lead pages or something like that. I am a huge fan of Wise Agent, and they are doing a 14-day free trial. And if you use massiveagentpodcast.com/massiveagent, if you use that link and go through that link, they will connect you with our promo code. And what that gives you, in addition to the 14-day free trial, all of my drip campaigns, the drip campaigns that I personally use for buyers, for sellers, and open house attendees, you can download and import into your Wise Agent account for free. But you have to go through massiveagentpodcast.com/wiseagent. And if you're a current Wise Agent user, just email support or, you know, click the support button and say, hey, I want to be attached to the Massive Agent promo so I can get the drip campaigns. There you go. If you have not listened to episode 149 just a few weeks ago with Grant Wise, it's called The Problem with Facebook Ads. You guys, as real estate agents trying to grow a business, you need to go listen to that, okay? Grant Wise is, he's somebody that I look up to. He understands Facebook advertising so very well. And on that episode 149, he gives some amazing advice on how you can use video retargeting to dramatically increase how many of your leads you convert into clients. And so we talk about that on 149. But what we also talk about is this easy button that he's created to help agents automate their Facebook advertising. Now, you guys know I have the Massive Agent Society. I'm a big believer that we need to know how to control, how to do the Facebook advertising ourselves. However, sometimes it makes so much sense to automate the mechanical process of doing it. All right. So I've been using Grant's new software platform called Whitley. All right. And we talk about that in episode 149. Again, for the 17th time in the last 2 minutes, go listen to episode 149, please, after this one. But his platform, Whitley, automates the mechanics of running a Facebook ad. Okay. So you can focus on what you want the ad to do, what you want it to say. And the Whitley platform, which I've personally been using, and I think it's freaking amazing, it will do for you. And it will actually automate and update some of your retargeting audiences automatically when you get new leads coming in. You get a new lead comes in, it goes to your CRM, and boom, Whitley starts retargeting that lead with the ads that you have set up that you want to show that lead, like videos, certain posts or articles you've written or whatever. and it happens automatically. Whitley is a huge time saver. I cannot recommend it enough. Go over to massiveagentpodcast.com/Whitley. Give it a shot. They have a free trial, but after you use the free trial, you're going to be like, yeah, I got to do this. I got to use this. Like I said, I'm personally using Whitley. I'm a big fan. It helps take a lot of the time away, the mechanics of doing the ad properly. It just removes that and automates it for you. And so you can focus on just what kind of ads do you want to run, and Whitley runs them for you. Lastly, I've said lastly like 100 times this episode. It's kind of weird. Anyways, for last time, massiveagentpodcast.com/Whitley. That's W-I-T-L-Y. Go check it out. Go use the free trial. And I think you guys will love it as much as I do, maybe even more. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend for sure. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. If you're looking for any additional resources, if you want to check out old episodes, go to massiveagentpodcast.com or just follow me at Massive Agent on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm Dustin Brohm on LinkedIn. Go find me. I'm starting to post a lot more video and content clips that can help you guys if you're looking for more than just one podcast every week. So go check it out. Shoot me a message. Let me know that you listen to the show. And, I'd love to chat. Love for you to say hi and love to chat and meet you. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Go sell some homes. I'll see you next week.